Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, July 13th. Why is the average wait time for DACA renewal applications taking so long to process? More on that next, but first, the headlines. Four airlines that fly out of San Diego International Airport have been recognized for their efforts to reduce noise during takeoff and landing. United, Breeze, DHL Express, and the German airline Lufthansa are this year's Fly Quiet Award winners. The program started 9 years ago to encourage airlines to work together with the airport and the community to operate as quietly as possible. United Airlines earned the highest score in the large domestic carrier category, while Breeze Airways earned the highest score in the small domestic carrier category. DHL Express USA was rewarded in the air cargo carrier category for strong noise performance. And last but not least, Lufthansa won the international carrier category. This month, the U.S. Department of Education will roll out its new accountability test for many colleges and universities. It's most commonly known as Do No Harm. It shows that if a program is unable to prove that a graduate is financially better off than before being enrolled, it can be cut from receiving federal loans. The same applies to graduate students who 4 years after grad school must earn more than those who did not go to grad school. NPR says data released from the Department of Ed shows that roughly 1% of undergraduate bachelor degree programs and 4% of students with a master's degree are at risk of failing. Opponents worry that the test raises questions about the purpose of college. Is it just about making money? Supporters think not, that earnings alone do not measure a program's true value. $550,000. That's how much the city of San Diego is saving by closing 13 public bathrooms in Mission Bay. That's according to the Office of the Independent Budget Analyst. NBC7 says this is part of the city's ongoing effort to address its budget deficit. This means the walk to find a public restroom in Mission Bay may take you a little longer. To help you, the city has posted a map on its website showing the restrooms still open. You can visit sandiego.gov and search Beach and Bay Park restroom availability. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
There are almost 500,000 DACA recipients in the U.S. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program offers legal status to people who were brought into the country illegally as children. Reporter Gustavo Solis says many of them are now losing their status because of administrative delays.
I'm at the law office of Adam Pena. He's calling a client who recently had her DACA status expire.
Hello?
Hey, Rosario.
Hola, Adam.
I'm here with Gustavo.
Hello.
Hola, Gustavo.
Rosario has been in the DACA program for 14 years. And, like every other DACA holder, she renews it every 2 years. Peña says she filed for renewal last December.
It's been more than 6 months. She lost her DACA authorization in March of this year.
Losing DACA essentially turns Rosario into an undocumented immigrant overnight. Her boss told her that she cannot legally work for him anymore.
They're telling you that you're not going to work no more, so where are you going to get money? You don't got no papers to go and apply somewhere else.
The whole experience has been a gut punch to the single mother of three, whose oldest daughter is an active duty soldier in the U.S. Army.
I don't think that this is fair for a family that we're trying so hard to stay here and work hard, because that's what we're here for, to work, to be good citizens, to be an example that we could live here with no issues at all.
DACA recipients all over the country are losing their status because of unusually lengthy delays. According to federal data, it only took 2 weeks on average to process renewal applications in 2024. Now, the average wait time is almost 3 months. And lawyers KPBS spoke to say some clients are waiting 6 months or longer. Immigration lawyer Marciela Amezola noticed something was off at the start of this year, when she'd normally be hearing back on applications she filed in November.
February rolled around, March, April, and now people are reaching out to us saying, hey, my boss just sent me a letter that I am about to lose my job. I have clients that are nurses that ended up going to the swap meets to sell food. I have clients who had to get unemployment.
Amezola has been practicing law since before President Obama created the DACA program in 2012.
At this point, these kids, and they're not kids, they're all grown now, parents and business owners, right? It's that. They already are established in this community. They are more American than they are whatever their first, their birth country is.
One of her clients worked at the district attorney's office in a unit that tackles the most sensitive cases.
Child abuse, animal abuse, elder abuse, and domestic violence.
She lost her job after her DACA status expired because of delays. The woman asked KPBS not to identify her out of concern for her immigration status.
And you start to think, what am I going to do? Because I have no income. I have bills to pay. I mean, the bills and the rent are not going to wait for you to find a job. You have internet, you have cell phone, you have insurance, car insurance, then you have groceries. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
The woman's DACA status was finally renewed at the end of June, but she has to reapply for her job in the district attorney's office, and it takes at least a few months to go through the hiring process. She says that DACA holders feel like they're under attack, as if the government doesn't want them here anymore.
They want to, I guess, in a way, break us down. Because obviously, if you can't survive here, what other option is it for you but to leave?
But she takes comfort in the fact that recent Gallup poll shows 85% of Americans, including 71% of Republicans, support DACA holders having a pathway to citizenship. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
There are roughly 60,000 people held in immigration detention centers across the country. Reporter Gustavo Solis also brings us this story and says the World Cup tournament has become a much-needed distraction.
I recently took a trip to the Otay Mesa Detention Center. Turns out, I'm not allowed to bring any recording equipment.
All right, sir, do you have any weapons, cell phones, tobacco munitions?
No weapons. I do have a phone. I can want me to run back in the car and put it away?
Yes, please, sir. You gotta leave your cell phones in the vehicle.
20 people have died in immigration detention centers so far this year. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about a rare source of happiness in what is otherwise a joyless place. The World Cup. Detainees are allowed to watch the games here, and each one brings a welcome distraction. I spoke with Alcides Gomez during my visit. He's a detainee from Cape Verde, a tiny island nation off the coast of West Africa. They've become the tournament's ultimate underdogs. This is what TV announcers said after their last game.
Small island with big dreams, but these guys, they're heroes.
Gomez says he's proud of how they fought, that it inspired him to fight as well. He's been detained for 14 months and misses his four sons back in Boston, where he has lived since coming to the U.S. 37 years ago. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
A new report found that unhoused seniors are staying homeless much longer. Penner fellow Emmy Burris says street outreach has been the most successful way to get people housed.
Overall, more people experiencing homelessness in San Diego are finding housing. But the average time that seniors are staying homeless is more than 230 days. That's what came out of a recent report that looked at trends in homelessness over a three-year period. It was compiled by the Regional Task Force on Homelessness, and Tamara Kohler heads up the group.
We will direct and dedicate more funding to solutions for seniors, shallow subsidies, diversion, really working on bringing on more types of units that meet their needs, really looking for those deeply affordable units.
It also found that street outreach was more successful in helping people find housing. Jaina Lee works for PATH, which does the street outreach work.
There's value in individuals meeting people exactly where they're at, whether it be in the riverbed, in a canyon, on the side of the freeway.
Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
The California Coastal Commission last Thursday unanimously approved a request by the city of Carlsbad to enact stricter zoning laws around McClellan Palomar Airport. North County reporter Alexander Wen looks into what this means for the future of the airport.
This all came about because nearby residents complained about the increase in commercial flights and the amount of noise. So Carlsbad updated its general land and zoning ordinance 2 years ago to redefine airport use. The goal is to make the reviews tougher for airport expansion. But the Coastal Commission says just because it approved this does not mean it affects any activities currently underway at the airport. Carl Schwing is the director for the commission's San Diego district.
The implementation plan amendment does not authorize any physical development or alter airport operations. The commission's action on the amendment does not express any opinion regarding current or future airport operations, uses, or expansion.
The changes affect the properties surrounding Palomar Airport, should the county decide to expand it in the future. The airport itself is not within the Coastal Commission's jurisdiction. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. The podcast today was edited by Tracy Tong and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Before a producer hits record or before a journalist picks up a pen, someone like you notices something and wants to understand it. Every day, we invite you to keep asking questions like why and who and how. Because NPR begins with questions, not conclusions. And your right to curiosity is a right worth protecting.